Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dan Anderson with the Indianola Public Arts Commission and Kathy Magruder, owner of Page Turner's Bookstore, about the installation of the traveling piano on the downtown Indianola Square. Ribbon cutting for the traveling piano here on the Indianola Downtown Square. First of all, tell us about setting up today's event.
We worked with the city and the Chamber of Commerce to try to bring together a bunch of people so that we could do a nice unveiling. We just finished the piano last night, so it just got done in time. I don't know.
Okay, we're not live or anything.
Honestly, I wasn't actually even involved in planning of it, so I can't tell you about that.
That's all right. But tell us a little bit about the Indianola Arts Commission putting this together and just kind of the motivations behind it.
Sure. The Arts Commission was kind of reformed. It used to be a part of the community several years ago and then kind of folded. We started in January with the intention of working with the downtown reinvigoration, hopefully doing some murals and some art around the square as that project finishes. But something we realized we could accomplish in the shorter term was to do like the public piano. It was originally Bob Kling's idea to bring that to the square. We searched around the community, found somebody willing to donate one of their old pianos. We took it. I did some little bit of rework on it and tuned it up. And then some of the more artistic members of the commission also did the painting and the design on all of that, and then brought it up to the square today. We actually have another one that's been donated that will start probably in the fall once we get this one done. So,
perfect. Well, I know that this was local businesses kind of have to help out and partner with the commission on this. So, talk about that relationship.
Sure, absolutely. So we reached out to all of the businesses on the square first of all to make sure that there was support for it, that they were interested in doing it, and we definitely got a strong support there. We asked people to sponsor the piano, and what that means is that they would have it in front of their business for possibly a month. We haven't quite decided how long it'll be. It depends on how many people step forward. But they also agreed to put the cover on in the evenings and take it off in the mornings, and then also when the weather turns bad as well. We also had a couple of businesses step up to do financial sponsorship as well. Page Turner's and McCoy True Value donated some money. The majority of that went to purchase the cover. The piano was donated. The paint didn't cost very much. So really the biggest expense we had was for the cover, and that was all through company sponsorships.
Well, for those people who don't know and are listening to this now, what is a traveling piano? How does it work?
The idea is just to that it sits out in the open. Anybody walking by can play it. The businesses like it because it'll draw people to their store. But yeah, it's really just something for fun that anybody can walk along and sit down and play.
Well, if someone had interest in joining the Indianola Arts Commission and helping out with more projects, maybe not this one specifically, but others in the future in square beautification, how should they go about doing that?
We have a website through the City of Indianola website. So if you go to the City of Indianola and then check out the Public Arts Commission, you'll find more information about our activities and what we're doing. So,
all right. Well, anything else you want people to know about the traveling piano here for today?
I don't think so. That should do it.
Ribbon cutting for the traveling piano here. Tell us a little bit about your motivations wanting to put this out in front of Page Turner's. It's a really fun idea.
Well, I believe that the arts are really important to communities as a whole. And the instant I heard that we were going to be having a traveling piano, I contacted them and said, me, I want to be part of this.
Well, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about, I guess, it seems like such a fun idea, and it's a good way to increase traffic on the square, too.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, I'm hoping people come and enjoy it and pass that fun on to everybody else.
Thanks to Dan Anderson and Kathy Magruder, as well as the Indianola Public Arts Commission, for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.